from one Michigan product, Quinn Hughes, we've been talking about, we focus on another. And we head to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and check in with another Canucks draft pick. His name is Will Lockwood. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
Hey, when you wake up, like, is your phone alarm, do you have, like, the Michigan Wolverines fight song? Like, do you just wake up every morning to, hail to the victors, bowing, hail? Come on. It's obvious, right?
No. Actually, I just have the normal alarm. I don't know. I can't remember what it's set on, but I think it's the default setting.
No, there's the...
That's boring.
Yeah, there you are. What is it... Where are you? How difficult is it? It's hockey, and now maybe you're a college student. Still got a bunch of classes. What is your regime? Do you take some time off? Or are you on the ice? Are you in the weight room? What's your workout process now?
Now that the season's over, it's a little lighter, which is nice. And so I'll be on the ice like for no more than like 20 minutes just to go out there and have a little fun. But and then we work out three times a week, so it's much lighter than it is during the season, but it's nice.
You know, one of the stories in the this hockey season was John Tavares going back to the Islanders, or going back to Long Island. And when he finally played his first game since leaving the Islanders for the Leafs, he went back and was booed heavily. I guess it's not quite as an extreme a rejection, but you decided to stay at Michigan instead of turning pro with the Canucks. Why, Will? Why'd you do it? I'm kidding, by the way, right? Right? I'm not looking at you as a total villain here.
Yeah, no. Just for me, I thought it was just kind of the right decision. And, you know, talking to Mr. Benning and talking to, you know, Ryan Johnson, they said, you know, things don't really change. And, you know, our viewpoints, everything stays the same. Like, my goal is to play in Vancouver at the end of next year. And, you know, they supported that and supported that decision. So that was, you know, great to hear from them. And, you know, for me, I just thought it was, you know, what I want to do. And I kind of want to leave a little bit of a legacy behind at Michigan.
It took a while to make it, at least from our perspective in the media, where as you call him, Mr. Benning, or as we refer to him as Benji. You know, he said, Jim Benning said, listen, we're going to give Will some time.
Brian Burke calls him
Brian
Benji.
Burke calls
we
him
don't
Benji.
Call him Benji.
We don't. We'll call him Mr. Benning, too. But, Will, he gave you some time. And to me, was the decision a little harder maybe than you thought? Or was it, no, we kind of knew it, but we're just not going to announce anything?
Yeah, it was definitely a little more difficult than I thought. And, you know, it's kind of hard to turn down something that's, you know, been a dream of yours for so long. But, you know, they were very understanding and, you know, gave me time and didn't force my decision, you know, which was really nice and made it, you know, a little less stressful on me.
Will Lockwood with us here on Sportsnet 650. You know, you kind of went through some bumps physically along the way here. It's just being healthy and just getting back into the groove again, was that maybe a contributing factor in the decision to say, okay, you know what? It has a big step forward this past year. Let's do it again.
Yeah, you know, it's been, you know, kind of a rough path these past couple of years. And one of my things is I haven't been healthy for, you know, a few summers now. And so, you know, it's important. My development over the summer is, you know, really important to me. So just to kind of go into the summer being healthy, you know, I took it as a, you know, a very positive thing. And, you know, I'm really happy and that I'll be going in the summer. I can, you know, work on things I haven't been able to in the past.
Well, and your head coach and an assistant coach, Bill McCulp, they join us on the morning show quite often. Well, and it almost seemed like they said, you know what, it's been a year of you getting better. And if you get stronger, you can come in and dominate a little bit and, you know, be in a conversation for a Hobie Baker. It's kind of that in the back of your mind when you leave college and you said it, you want to leave your mark. You want to show everybody in the Wolverines organization that, no, my last year, if it is your last year next year, is one where you were one of the better, if not the best, college hockey player?
You know, it's something that's always in the back of your head, but, you know, it wasn't really a reason I wanted to come back. You know, one of the reasons is I want to come back and, you know, help the team be as best as I can and lead the team to, you know, a chance to win you know, a Big Ten championship and possibly a national championship. And, you know, all the individual success is great, but for me that was, you know, important. You know, my teammates have, you know, been a part of me being healthy and supported me when I was injured, and so it's at least, I think it's the least I can do for them.
It's about school right now. What class do you hate walking into, Will?
I'm in this poli sci class right now, and it's not really, I'm taking it as more of a filler for my schedule, so it's kind of a drag to go into, but
just not doing it for you.
Too bad. But yeah, it's just not, it's not really my interest, so it's, you know, just kind of time consuming, I would say. But other than that, I like enjoy going to class, and it's nice, you know, to be able to go to a great university and get a good education. So going to class for me isn't really a chore, but I would say that class, you know, out of the ones I have, is a little less interesting.
Well, it sounds like you're just kind of padding out your schedule. It sounds like you're just like a filler student in the class. Like, does the prof look at you as the same way that you look at that class?
Well, there's like 500 kids in the class, so
Oh, okay.
He doesn't notice me.
So you can blend in.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you can kind of, you know, breeze by in classes like that. but then there's other classes, like you'll have classes where you have like 20, 30 kids, a little more targeted, which, you know, you can't really get away with just kind of freeloading, but yeah.
which you're doing for this poli-sci class.
I mean, I don't want that to be out on the, you know, all over the media, but
no.
That's like, I'm taking four classes, and three of them I take really seriously. And this one I take seriously, like I have a good grade in it, but it's just.
What's your best class? What's your best grade in what class?
I'm taking like a forensic psychology right now. I think I have like close to 100%.
Oh, jeez, so, wow. That's what my daughter said, Simon
CSI.
Fraser. CSI. Yeah, no, she loves that stuff. It's above my head.
Yeah, it's real interesting. It's my favorite class for sure.
What are you studying anyway? What would you like if hockey fell apart and didn't work out? And I don't want to jinx you or anything like that, but what would you be? What would be the ideal choice?
I don't know, really. For me, it's always been hockey, and I'm studying psychology just because it's an interest for me, but I don't get that question. I haven't really thought about it too much. I've always just thought about hockey as being my career path.
Do you think there's any fellow students in your classes that had their parents pay for someone to write their SATs? Do you think there's any freeloaders in Michigan?
It's Michigan. Uh-huh. Way.
I mean, there's like 45,000 students here, so I'm sure it's happened before. But, I mean, I don't know. There are a bunch of, you know, the students here are pretty exceptional.
Yeah, they are. Listen, so, you know what? I don't want mom and dad spending a couple hundred thousand so I can go to Michigan in the wintertime. I want to go to California, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, a grind to get through the weather, but other than that, you know, it's a great university. But, I mean, certain people have a preference there, and some people, it's just kind of a preference thing.
Well, you're living the dream, pal. I mean, you grew up not far from Ann Arbor, and, you know, you're kind of like the local boy who made good going to Michigan, and you know what? You've opted to stay. You know, you got a lot of Canucks fans that are keeping close tabs on you. Glad to see that you're back to full health, and all the best this summer and going forward, and I'm sure we will bug you again. Just make sure you don't become a free agent next year and break everybody's hearts here, okay?
Okay. Thanks, guys. Sportsnet 650.